Nearly 2 millennia ago, the sound of this spectacular drum might have echoed across southern Peru's coastal desert. Benjamin Alberti, Framingham State University.
These objects do have wonderful images on them. They do refer to other beings, whether they're mythical beings or ancestral beings or natural beings that existed at the time, or deities.
This drum is modeled and painted as a fantastical being, one which both combines and embodies representations of powerful animals, snakes and sharks, or orcas.
This is an assemblage of body parts, the presentation of a certain set of capacities that are brought out by their combining in this object. So you're giving the object the powers and potentials to be and to act in a certain way.
Playing such an instrument might have activated those powers, which also presented some risks.
If you're essentially giving life to a drum, you're enabling its capacity to be a being, you're putting yourself at risk of becoming prey to the predator that is the drum. Maybe you will be transformed into a drum-like creature.
The sound of percussion instruments has a particular significance in the community of Bruce Rubio Churay, a Boramurui artist from Pucaurquillo, Loreto, Peru.
Manguaré is a percussion instrument whose vibrations can be felt from miles away. The purpose of this instrument is to gather everybody around or to announce someone has made a mistake. We also play it when we're cooking or we're making sacred elements. When you play the manguaré, your mind becomes more aware because you're going through the process of connecting or engaging with nature itself. When you play them or give them a voice, the images of these sacred beings become clearer in your mind. It's all about transformation.